Old business?
Old business, case number 12,617. James C. Van Wagoner seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Salty Way East within the Kingwick West subdivision. The 911 address is 37792 Salty Way East, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 19.07, parcel 41. And the applicant was asked to submit a survey upon the board's request from our October 18th, 2021 meeting.
And just to clarify on that, it was left open for the limited purpose of survey and any title documentation. We did receive a survey as well as a deed. There was a letter and I believe some additional photos which were submitted, but because that was outside the scope of what the record had been left open for, those were not included in the record. But the survey and the deed have been included. It was also left open for, I believe, public comment based on those documents as well. So we do have the opportunity to have persons testify only to those documents.
Would there be anybody on the board who would like to hear, like to ask questions of the applicant?
Well, I think we have the right, they have a right to comment on it.
Comment on it.
Yeah. So if the applicant's here, wishes to testify.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm James Van Wagoner at 37792 East, or Salty Way East, Shelbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to add that pertains just to what you sent in to us?
Well, that you are correct, sir, that the lot did grow. Unfortunately, it is, according to the latest survey, over the 10,000 square feet. And the letter that I'd submitted did detail, and letter and photos that I submitted did detail the need for a larger garage space than what the 10-foot setback would afford.
Are there any questions for this gentleman?
I may have one, if I may.
Mr. Sharp?
Just in looking at the deed that you provided from May of this year, it does indicate that it's 125 feet wide by approximately 75 feet deep, or 75 feet wide by 125 feet deep. It appears to be a kind of rectangle there. But that survey that you provided did show, and in my calculations, if we 75 by 125 would be 9,375 square feet, but the survey indicates that it's 10,077 square feet.
Right.
Did your surveyor explain why there was that discrepancy at all?
At the time he came out, I told him our concerns, and he didn't indicate that there was any difference until I received it, and I did not call them back to ask how it would be different.
All right, thank you.
Sir, on the survey, it says area under construction.
Yes, sir.
Can you help me understand that?
We're at the time of their inspection closing a screen room in to make it a four-season room.
Okay.
But it was...
It's not the subject of our conversation.
No.
Is that correct?
This was pertaining to a garage, I believe.
the garage, the impact of a potential garage on the sideline?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, and this was, you know, concrete foundation, or cinder block foundation with a concrete slab, and we just closed that room in.
Ms. Norwood, I did have a question in looking at the site of the survey. Shows here that the house 9.5 and 9.4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is advertised for a, you know, side yard variance. But I do notice that would appear to be closer than what we had previously thought based on the drawing submitted, which indicated it was to be 10 feet.
I think the house was built in 1976, so I could verify if they ever issued a CO. The other option is it's less than a foot.
Could be done administratively. Yeah.
Or like you said, it's a side yard. So.
Yeah, I think we looked at the old survey from the 70s. It's tough to read, but it does appear the house may have been 9.5 feet. Then it's tough to read on that 1976 survey.
So just a reminder, if his lot was under 10,000 square foot, he wouldn't need a variance at all.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. He would benefit from the small lot ordinance, which, by virtue of his size, it's about 77 feet over, 78 feet over.
Any further questions?
So, Mr. Sharp, is it preferable that we deal with the side of that house tonight, or do we do it administratively?
Well, the board could entertain that this evening, you know, as part of the package. It has been advertised for side yard variances. However, you know, I don't think we really vetted that at the prior, you know, from a public comment type standpoint previously. So that would be the kind of the concern there. This kind of popped up at the last minute. So the board could just rule on the one that's before us, which is the garage. And then if the applicant wanted to pursue that administratively, he could. I think that may be the better course given the procedure on this.
Mr. Sharp, question. When we go through this, we will go through just like we would in favor, opposition, go to the operator.
Yep.
Just on
yes.
this.
Yes. It's in particular. It was left open for a very specific reason, really to get clarity on the lot size. Mm-hmm. So any comments are kind of related to that, which is why I think all of our questions have been to that point as well.
Yes. Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, I have Dean on the line. Dean, your line is open. Please state your name and address before making your comment.
Dean, Pamphlier, 37827 Salty Way, East Shelbyville, Delaware.
And Mr. Pelletier, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. And just as I don't know if you heard the board, but because it was left open for a very limited purpose, it's simply for comments related to the deed and the survey related to the lot size.
I understand that the current lot size is over 10,000 foot, and I would agree with that because I believe the lots in Inwood West are all over 10,000 feet. I think the crux of the land were laid out that way for the development was originally good.
Okay, so you are in opposition of this application?
I am in opposition of the application for a variance.
Okay, does that complete your statement?
Yes, it does.
All right, thank you, sir.
Where does he live in relation to this?
I believe he's down in the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
Operator, is there anyone else on the line?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
If I may, just...
Close the public hearing.
Okay.
Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12617 for Mr. James Van Wagner. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent property, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents lease modification of regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12617 has been approved.